And
Log Talk Radio.
Tuned into My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful. It has been a minute. It has been a minute. It has been a long time since we did Blog Talk. Taking it back to the essence. Hopefully you can tune in with us. My name is Jobs. I am the founder and co-host of My Skin Is My Sin. And hopefully, I don't, you know, we hope, and this has been the, wow. We'll talk about that later, too. But, oh, we could, bam. Okay, so that is so freaking dope. And actually, let me write this number down. You know, I'm horrible at multitasking. And we're going to end up, my bad, but, you know, I'm trying to text the plug. And get him updated as to hold on. Alright. Bam. And let's see if we can get this together. Bam, 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 bam. All right. And yes, we're gonna I'm hoping that he can hear me. I'm hoping that he can hear me. I am hoping. Hey, and do me a favor, Rome, see if you can hear me. It's been a minute. It's been a long minute that since we've been on Blog Talk personally. So it's a little difficult to know, okay, you know, everybody can hear me, everybody can't. I'm hoping this goes off without a hitch, man. And you know what? Let me do this before I call the king up. Wow. And I shouldn't have the air, I know. But I just needed to see. Okay, yeah, you can hear me perfectly. Ah, that was perfect. Okay. So let's see if we can make this call right quick and call one of the biggest legends in the history of music, Mr. Chuck D.
Hello?
Good evening, King. May I speak to Chuck D, please?
Speaking, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm actually driving a big truck, so paying attention to the road.
I appreciate you, King, so much, man. Just wanted to say thank you for giving us just a few minutes of your life, man. Truly an honor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
But can we go back to the first rhyme?
I don't know. First rhyme by somebody else or me?
By you.
I have no idea. I didn't write my first poem until I was 19 years old, so I don't even remember what it was. I used to always win the art contest. When they had the art and poetry contest in school, I always, hands down, won the art contest, and I opted out of the poetry contest. So I didn't write a poem until I was 19, and that's when rap records came out. Probably a month before Rapping for Life.
Wow, that's pretty dope, man. And I remember, like, the first time, like I got into Public Enemy, came to Cleveland, and 98s were, like, the car here way back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And yep, that 98 joint that y'all had, man, oh, my God, man, amazing, bro. Like
Cleveland was like Long Island. It's like Long Island. You know, know, the buses stop at 12, and the only way you can get around is you got to have your own vehicle. But back in the day, guys used to be able to make and almost create and fix their own cars. So shows you how long ago that was.
Oh, my God, yeah. You can do whatever you needed to on your own. All you need is get to the auto parts store, and you was good, man. What's it been like, man, as far as your journey? I mean, like any regrets? Does Chuck D have any regrets?
The regrets of life or career? I mean,
career-wise.
I don't think things work like that in life, but I could have felt that Public Enemy could have stayed with Sony a little bit longer instead of leaving in 1992, but they're not really regrets. Those are just moves. I mean, and I just felt that PolyGram and Universal, they wasn't ready to curate and handle the legacies of where Public Enemy was at. But we're talking a long time ago, and these companies have morphed and downsized and expanded and merged and all that stuff. So, yeah. My biggest regret in life is not learning another language. So, that's that.
Which language would you choose if you could?
Which language? I would choose at least four or five of them. Maybe that's one of the problems.
I think I would go with Chinese if I could just learn one.
I don't know. I think you got to learn Spanish because you got to look at the hemisphere that you're in.
Yeah.
French will help you out, especially when you go into Africa and know that a large part of that area has been indoctrinated with, you know, with the French language. And then, you know, and then from there you can start getting into African dialects. Mandarin is a good, like you said, is a good place to land your language skills, because you can learn that and everything else will be kind of easy. So, yeah, I mean, you got people out there that know six or seven languages at once. You got MCs and rhymers that know six or seven languages that are just brilliant, but they'll never get respect to the United States because the United States barely got one.
You ain't lying about that. And we've heard some dope cats, especially London, man. I like the London drill scene. That's just me, though. Do you listen to hip-hop?
Yeah, I have Rap Station. Rap Station's a 10-station channel, and I have people who have done shows. They do show weekly shows and contributions. So that's where I spend a lot of my time. Go to rapstation.com/app. And you show my universe that I'm always in, especially for the last 25 years. And we are the best at hip-hop presentation, charts, and radio that there is. So we bring the art and the sound together. We're better than anybody. So when people ask me a question, they don't know about it, I say, I understand, because you know, your head was somewhere else, but we're the best. So we have
shows
from...
I ain't knocking that at all, bro. Absolutely.
We have shows from all parts of the world. We have a station called Planet Earth, Planet Rap that deals with 75 countries of hip-hop and rap music artists. And out of that, you know, women are at least 30% of that output, where people are so surprised here in the United States. You know, Planet Earth, Planet Rap has had women spit their game just as good as anybody else. And also, we have an all-women radio station channel called She Movement Radio. And that's 24 hours a day, you know, women spit. Boom. That's records of the world.
That's dope, man. I did not know.
Well, you got Android or you got a Apple phone?
I got an Apple, an iPhone.
All right, go to rapstation.com/app, and it'll show you how to proceed from there.
All right, and what if you want to become a station on there? Is that possible?
We don't open up a station, but if you wanted to present a show, fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if you want to present a show, you want to do some curating, new artists that come in, they go to Basic Radio. I have the And You Don't Stop radio show, which I do each and every week for now 12 years. And it's called And You Don't Stop. And it's found also on Pacifica Radio Network on 12 radio stations. And then, of course, on Rap Station. And also Mixcloud, where the show was heard.
That's dope. That's very, very dope, man. Anything new on the horizon for Public Enemy? Outside of that, as far as music-wise?
Well, we did What You Gonna Do When The Grid Goes Down last year, so we're gonna let that ride.
Okay.
It was publicly applauded in 85 countries, so we're good with that. I mean, What You Gonna Do When The Grid Goes Down was a combination of George Clinton, Cypress Hill, Public Enemy number one at Run DMC, Beastie Boys, Fight the Power last year, had Questlove, Black Thought, YG, Rhapsody. So, I mean, when you go into that album, you go through a real good step into a bunch of different things. And we're always recording. Last year, I did an album with Jahi and DJ Lord called Loud Is Not Enough, and it's, you know, solid album of points of views and beats and music. So I spend majority of my time Rap Station, Spit Slam Record Company Group, and artwork, Public Enemy, and also Mad Urgency, which is a art department grown into an art label.
Wow, and for the record, man, I want to, since I got the opportunity, I want to thank you, bro, for everything that you've added to our culture since Public Enemy's inception. It is truly been an honor, man, to just be a fan.
Well, I had a lot of, you know, I mean, we're a team, man, so I don't take any individual accolades. I think everybody contributes to just being a service person. That's a very important thing, to be a service person to the genre. And when you can be a service person to the genre, you can make the genre beneficial for people. And that's being a servant of the people, because if you can do it in culture, man, you can make it go, you know, a powerful way.
Good. You definitely did that, bro. Absolutely. You know, standing ovation to you and the whole family, bro. Is there a favorite moment in studio for you?
Favorite moment, there's a lot of them. I think one favorite moment when we were doing the Terminator X's Godfather Threat album, seeing Cool Herc in the studio for the first time, and he had tears in his eyes, so that was a pretty good moment.
Wow. That's very dope, man. How about
recording?
Stage?
Recording with Mavis Staples was a highlight.
Oh, that's
in the studio.
That's fucking dope. Excuse my language.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna say
Hey, man, and do you, it's like talking to you, are such an icon, man. I'm nervous, bro, and I rarely get nervous talking to anybody.
Well, I would say I ain't no big deal, but I understand where you're coming from. Every time I get in front of Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson, I can't say anything because I'm too intimidated.
I can understand that, man. Like, oh,
right?
God.
I'm like, what? I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I'd be like, yo, I mean, I don't want to say nothing stupid, but, you know, if I could sit there and just listen, you know.
I've been thinking about it the whole day. I had a list of questions in my head and shit. And then they're like, okay, call now. And all that shit went out the window, man. Have you ever gotten stage fright?
When I first started, but I couldn't. You know, the crowd looked like a big pizza or a big look. I might break up right about now because
he was right on track with that one.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on, because, you know, it's a bad zone.
Wow, we got Chuck D.
Hold on.
With bad
reception. Hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Nah, it'll be all right when I turn this curve.
I'm just saying it's pretty dope to have Chuck D with bad reception, just in general.
Well, bad reception ain't good anyway, but it is what it is with the drop.
Facts.
All right, so it should play out right now. I'm driving a truck at the same time. That's why I'm half concentrating on what I'm doing.
I mean, well, all right, you know, me now? We appreciate you. Yeah, you good, bro.
Okay. All right. So as you were saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I interrupted you, man. Jeez, what was I saying? I think I was saying, as far as like performing, like what's the highlight for you? Like, was there a particular show, a particular tour, you know, that just looking back, you like, yeah, that was the shit for me.
I mean, I can give you answers that the answers change every day because there's so many. So I would say that a great highlight was the Runs House Tour 1988. Oh, I bet, yeah, I'll give you another story. We're playing the Bring the Noise Tour in the winter of 1988, and on the side, checking us out is Huey Newton. We bring Huey Newton onto the stage in Oakland, and that was a highlight.
Wow. We had speech on the show the other day, and he was saying how he met Nelson Mandela. Like the effect that you've had on other people, but the ability to meet some of these people, man, like that's gotta be such a treasure and an honor. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's something I treasure most of all, that I was blessed to actually be part of a platform that I helped work and then do something with, because, okay, you got a platform, you're going to meet these people. So that's the blessing right there. It's like, wow, you know, George Clinton knows my name. Harry Belafonte knows my name. Mavis Staples knows my name. Okay, once they know your name, now you found love. Now what you going to do with it? It goes to song, you know?
Try
to be beneficial. So,
do you think that your generation did a good job passing hip hop on to the next generation?
I don't think it's a generational responsibility. I think you got key people and key things, and their job is to make sure that they found hip hop better. They leave hip hop better than they found it. I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I go for anything. I think with Public Enemy, the way we found hip hop, to leave hip hop better was always our goal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the generation, every generation got its thing. I think the generations in the 90s got even more committed to their artists. And the artists actually had to live up to that, too.
Dopest artist on stage that's not Public Enemy, that you've seen with your own two eyes?
I'll teach you Dougie Fresh. Dougie Fresh. Big up to Ecstasy. You know, R.I.P. Rest in peace. Lose the Ecstasy of Houdini was a tough loss.
Man. I saw them too live, like in the beginning.
One of the best ever.
Oh my God. It's like a huge fucking fight too, man. On the whole front of the stage just fighting. Like everybody. They stopped the show. We're gonna stop this motherfucker if y'all don't stop fighting. Dude stop fighting for a second. They put the show back on. It just went bananas, bro. Man,
That's why you can't just go in there and blame young people for doing stupid shit, because the OGs are young too, doing same stupid shit, fighting for no reason at all. You know, people grow out of it. up for the old heads to make the young ones grow out of it.
I agree with you 1,000%, man. As an old head, yes. We did dumb shit back then, man. But
yep. Old head did some dumb shit, too.
You guys never seem to do dumb shit, man, to me. Like, you always seem to get it right.
Like, you know, you're young, too. Yeah, young people always do dumb shit. I got things I look back on my past. I'm like, that was some stupid shit I said.
And see, people don't get, like... Certain artists, I guess we push them past everybody else because of the impact that they made. And then Public Enemy and Spike Lee together doing anything, that's like forever shit, not just for that moment. That's just
well, you try to make it feel, it's like cooking, man. You know the difference between microwaving something up and cooking it slow?
I do. Man, it's a huge difference, too, man. Are you done rhyming?
Why would I be done rhyming? That's what I do. It's like you're an artist, you know? You're always creating art. Now, here's the thing. As an artist, I don't make old apologies, and I don't do it for nobody else. I only do it for me. When I'm a performer, I have to perform for somebody else, and I have to give 150 to 200%. But as an artist, I'm not doing anything for somebody else. I'm doing it for me.
Never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Because I quit. I quit as an MC. I quit. Like, I just, you know, I didn't make it. I, like, fuck it, you know. You had a different path, though. You were fucking legend.
But that means all you... Somebody needs to teach you that you are an artist, and an artist always does it or doesn't do it. So you probably saw yourself as them seeing for what reason? Somebody else's reason or yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big difference. See, if you play the piano or if you actually painted a portrait or whatever, are you doing it for somebody else or are you doing it for you? I mean, it's like, why does a fisherman fish? The fishermen fish to eat, or the fishermen fishes because they love the art or the sport of fishing. Sometimes people do both, and they have a choice to do both because they say, I love doing this shit. Me, I just like to eat fish. I don't want to fish. I don't want to get up caught up in, like, sitting on no damn boat, you know, and I'll go in the store and buy some fish. So I'm just eating it. But a fisherman is a different species. They're trying to catch it. Sometimes they catch it so well, they catch it and throw it back in the water. So they like the art and the sport of fishing. Well, same thing with playing an instrument. Same thing with holding a mic. You got to know who you are, what you're doing, whatever you do for. I mean, what other things do you do? You like writing and interviewing, right?
Yeah.
So that captures your family. And you just follow them up and do it. Look. It's 24 hours in the day, man. You gotta fill your day with something. Most people want to fill their day up being entertained by something. But artists, music, can entertain themselves. And they don't have to fill their day up with other people trying to entertain their time.
Never thought of it like that.
Well, I got different thoughts.
And not that you mentioned it, like my old man, like would spend his whole day like painting something. And rest in peace to him, you know. But you're absolutely right. He didn't need anybody else; just a canvas.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, you know. Are you still cool with Prophets of Rage?
Yeah, we have 4 years as we've been out running. Not one bad day.
Not one bad day, man. I wish I could say that about
you. Not one bad day.
Have you ever, like, what was the last, like, regular job you had?
I had 18 jobs from 16 to 26. And, I never had a problem with any of them either. Like, the best job I had was as a messenger because they allowed me to have my own mind. I mean, right now I'm transporting stuff from one place to another. I'm actually doing a job in this truck right now, moving furniture, but it's my leisure and my joy. I think I'm getting this next call coming in, this next interview.
Okay. I want to thank you for your time and your wisdom, man. It has been a complete, absolute honor, man. And again, thank you for everything you have done for hip hop, man. I can't thank you enough.
I'll have Joe Lynn reach out to you and give you all the things that you add that people can contact what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, okay?
Absolutely. Appreciate that, King.
All right. I appreciate you, too. Be well, all right?
All right, man. Have a good one, man. God bless.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
God bless.
Okay, that was it could have been better on my part. Man, but I got caught up being a fan, bro. Man, I got caught up being a fan. But I'm going to end up, and I don't know if you can hear me wrong, bro. Oh, damn. We got the plug?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Man, I got caught being a fan, bro.
I just missed Chuck D, man. Hey, that's all good, bro. That's all good, man.
Yo, man, but I was trash, though, bro. Like, I was really trash. Like, I had, like, literally, like, 10 minutes, bro. Literally.
Nah, no doubt. I can dig it. So, like, you know how it is, bro.
I did fucking talk to you.
Maybe, you know, you did that. Maybe the universe lines up. You know what I'm saying? We can get that, you know, with a more preparation.
Yeah. He dropped some gems, though, man. That was a good thing. I didn't have to say much. Dropped some fucking gems.
He was definitely dropping gems. I was literally, bro, like, I was on the road. It was in mad traffic. Yo, I didn't want to be in the whip, you know what I'm saying, and actually fuck the interview up. So that's the only reason why I ain't jump on. But, like, bro, I had stories, man. Like, yo, like, man, like, yo, Flavor Flav, y'all holler at my moms, yo, on the cruise, bro. Like, I got issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit, yo. Yo, I remember that day.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that story. And I had this whole thing in my mind, like earlier. Like, okay, I went into it a little bit, and I just choked. Because I wanted to talk about, and I couldn't remember the name of the fucking album, bro. It just, my whole brain just went kaput. But I wanted to talk about the first joint. And I remember, no, that's not the first album, bro. Yo, Bum Rush the Show.
Favorite Black? Is it
Favorite
Black Plant?
No, it's Yo, Bum Rush the Show.
Oh, see, you old, nigga. Like that was like P.E. I remember. But, like, I remember, like, specific songs. I mean, Fight the Power, of course. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, Night of the Living Bassheads.
But that was all
joke.
After.
Like, I was like.
Right. Those are all classics after Yo Bum Rush.
I'm saying that
Yo
to
Bum
say
Rush
I was
the Show
like
was the one where they. Yeah, but on Yo Bum Rush the Show was the one where they was. It wasn't completely, like political. Like, you know, they had some other shit on there, too. It was just talking shit.
Chuck,
you
gotta
hit
my story, bro.
He gotta come back, bro. Like, although I will say, man, it was fucking dope. It was fucking dope. You know, there was a couple points where I bitched out, man. I bitched out. I thought I had a question, and I fucking forgot what I was saying. And then, like, the reception got bad for about 2 minutes. And I was saying something beforehand, and it was like this nice vibe. Ah, bow. I'm rapping with Chuck D. Then, I was like, I couldn't remember the shit, man. I fanned out.
That's unforeseen circumstances, man. That's unforeseen circumstances. Right, that's all that is, bro. Like, don't even take that person. You already
which is
know.
Dope, though. That's fucking
it
dope.
It's dope.
Yeah, that's fucking dope.
It's dope. But. You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm going, man. Like, you know that ain't what we do for it. You know what I'm saying? We didn't knock that out the park.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chuck D. You know what I mean? Shout out to Flavor Flav. Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Hold on before I wrap this up. Jolynn. Shout out to Jolynn. She told me, basically, call now. So,
wow.
That's what we did.
And listen, we appreciate the look. You know what I mean? We definitely appreciate the look. This one's for the book. Like, we ain't never going to forget it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we appreciate that. Yeah, I just wish it was a little, you know what I'm saying? Either way, though, man, we appreciate it.
Yeah, like, it was dope as fuck.
And shout out Griff, man.
Absolutely.
Professor Griff.
No, okay, yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to cut most of this shit out anyway. It's supposed about 20 minutes. And it'll be Chuck D, though. Ha. We doper than your dopest. Your favorite podcast think we doper than them. Stop hating. You got fucking Chuck D. Chuck D.
He got to come back. Like, we're going to have to tap dance or something, bro. Like, we're going to have to... You short, so you good. You gonna have to be playing.
I'm cool. Nah. you try to play me on the low, man. You short, man. It don't matter.
Yeah,
you get to be
played. Yo, I'll be tough. You know what I'm saying? We can do a little skit. Yeah, maybe pay some homage. Yo, catch his attention. See if he comes back.
Oh man, stop it, man. But anyway, man. Let me get out of here, man. Get back upstairs and watch some TV. Enjoy the rest of my evening.
Yeah, I'm gonna need
someone
to relax me now.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. And tomorrow we do have a Sincere the Love God coming on to the
platform. Yeah, that's a fact.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I much prefer doing Blog Talk. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I have to worry. I don't have to worry about what I look like, nigga. If I want to do the show in my drawers, I'll do the show in my drawers. It's a lot more freedom.
Nah, bro. Nigga, I got too many muscles for my body not to see me, bro.
You do a million videos, bro. They gonna see you, man.
Yo, my nigga, let me tell you. Like, yo, I got like over 1,000 views, yo, in like an hour, yo. This how you know, like, I don't care if niggas don't like you, as long as you peep it. You know what I'm saying, yo?
I told you niggas love you doing that shit, though, bro. Like, I told you that shit.
You said what?
Niggas love you doing that. That's your thing, bro. Niggas love that shit. Oh.
Matter
of fact, I might have a show like tailor made for you, bro. About working out and all that shit. We're gonna try to get these couple
is
people
Melvin,
trying to get on the
is
show.
Melvin Olympics, nigga. You got Bing Rain?
No, I got no fucking Bing Rain. That would be dope, though.
Okay.
You know what? Matter of fact, like, inbox me that so I'll remember. Like, I think that's...
Yo, if we get Bing Rings on, my nigga, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my shit.
I think we can do that.
I'm going to lose my shit.
I don't see that out of like, that's not out of the realm of possibility, in my opinion.
Yo, listen, if I can get Melvin to endorse Team Melvin,
oh, my God.
That's a wrap, bro. I'm going to play, listen. If I'm getting fucking Bing Rings to endorse Team Melvin,
hey, look,
yo, it's
I
a
just
wrap,
want,
bro.
I just want a 10% finder's fee. That's all I
it's
need.
A rap, bro. Niggas really like, what the fuck is Team Melvin, yo? Man, that shit is so funny, my nigga. Oh, God, yeah, that shit is awesome. That was fucking awesome. Yo.
Yeah, that would be dope. Just remind me, bro. I think I got to go, though, bro.
Oh, no, I'm about to inbox you right now. I'm going to make sure you're
all right, bet. All right, I got you.
All right.
Yo, peace.